Wednesday's presentation before the weekly lunch at the Greater Sitka Chamber of Commerce dealt with two major ballot issues. The first is an advisory vote on $50 million in bonds for improvements to the Blue Lake Hydro Project. City Finance Director Dave Wolf says a yes vote demonstrates community support, which gives the lenders confidence and keeps the interest rate down.
This is your chance to say, so we have the whole town saying, please, yes, we approve this project. We understand that by voting yes, possibly the interest rate on the debt will go down, which means the rates won't have to go up as much.
Here come some numbers. The city already has about $28 million in bonds on the books, and it's paying around 6% interest on those bonds. The $50 million in new bonds would have an interest rate near 3.2%. So, the city will use the new bonds to pay off the old bonds. Wolf says it's like refinancing your house at a lower interest rate. About $21.2 million will be left over for the Blue Lake project. Wolf says electric rates will go up a couple cents per kilowatt hour to pay down the debt, but the lower interest rates will keep that rate increase from being greater.
If it doesn't pass, I got a feeling we'll see the interest rate in about the 3.7 to 3.8, okay. Which means there's going to be more debt service, which means then that 2 cents that I'm telling you will probably go to maybe 3.
The Blue Lake project includes raising the dam by 83 feet, adding a new turbine and powerhouse, and replacing the two existing turbines. City officials say more electricity from Sitka's hydro plant will cut down on the need to burn costly diesel fuel. The presentation from the city was followed by one from the school district on three questions it has on the October ballot. The first, labeled Proposition 3 on the ballot, is for $2.4 million in maintenance to Blatchley Middle School, including air handling units. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw.
It's the mechanical for the building, and it's absolute, in my mind, we can't go without Proposition 3. It's not that we can go without Proposition 4, but Proposition 3 will get us the basic necessities that we need in that building.
The state will reimburse more than two-thirds of the $2.4 million in Prop 3 and more than two-thirds of the $3.3 million included in Proposition 4.
Prop 4 basically covers the locker rooms, the bathrooms, the floor coverings, some of the ceiling coverings, trying to dress the building up. I don't know how many of you have been in the building lately, but if you walk down the hallway, if you walk down the stairs, especially the tread on the stairs is going. The building's probably in the worst shape of any building other than Pacific High School that we have in the district.
Which brings us to Pacific High School's needs, included under Proposition 5. Prop 5 will allow the school district to use money from Sitka's extra 1% summer sales tax in order to fund renovations at the district's alternative high school. The school district expects to spend around $2.7 million on that project, but again, the state will cover most of it. The city here is being asked to fund about a third, which is just over $900,000. School officials and Wolf from the city say using the sales tax money to fund those renovations will not lengthen the original 20-year term of the tax approved by voters back in 2003. Bradshaw says he knows there are a lot of questions about Pacific High School and why renovations are necessary. He says in its 15 years, Pacific has graduated 7 to 10 students per year who otherwise would not have had a high school diploma.
So the importance of Pacific High School to me and remodeling Pacific High School is about the 35 to 55 kids that we average in that building every year. It's about providing a second chance for a student that's given up on your typical traditional education. And it may seem like a lot of money that we spend at Pacific High School. We probably, dollar per dollar, probably spend more in that building than any other building. At the same time, if you look at the needs of the kids that we deal with there, it's a great expenditure of funds, folks.
Bradshaw says none of the school district's proposals will raise taxes. All of the questions will appear on the October 5th municipal election ballot, along with propositions on funding for Hames Athletic and Wellness Center, and a question about Sitka's ban on smoking in places of employment. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.